7. Production. The Hawthorne Experiments.
The Hawthorne Experiments? Yes. Extremely interesting. They were conducted by Elton Mayo in the 1920s, I believe. It was at Western Electric's Hawthorne Works in Chicago, hence the name. More than 20,000 workers were involved. In the first experiment, the lighting conditions in the Hawthorne factory were improved, and it was found that output also improved. In the second experiment, the lighting conditions were made worse. Surprisingly, output went up again. Finally, lighting conditions in the factory were returned to normal. And do you know what? Once again, the workers' productivity improved. Quite extraordinary, really. So, what did Elton Mayo make of all this? Well, what conclusion would you draw?
The Hawthorne Effect.
Yes, well, Elton Mayo's conclusion was quite interesting, really. He believed that the increases in productivity had nothing to do with the changes in lighting conditions at all. Output had increased because the workers felt valued, and they felt valued simply because they were part of an experiment.
Comparing processes.
Okay. Well, our burgers are made like this. First, the meat is taken out of the freezer. That's obvious, really. And it's cooked under the grill. Now, our buns aren't heated, so as soon as the meat's ready, it's put straight into the cold bun. Oh, I should say that normally a batch of 6 burgers is made at a time. Right. Now, next, the burgers are dressed with lettuce, tomato, cheese, and so on. Finally, the burgers are put into special little boxes, so the heat is kept in, and then they're slid down a chute into the serving bin near the counter. And I guess that's about it.